Welcome to 97.5 The Fanatic. On the heels of the Flyers losing to the Panthers 2-1 tonight, I am D-Line. I'm with you until midnight this evening. So what happened? Couldn't it have happened a little sooner for the Philadelphia Flyers? Those first two periods, and in particular the second period, I thought was just lackluster. And in that second period, the Flyers were outshot 13-8. But then they come out, they're down 2-0 to start the third. They had overcome such a deficit a couple of games ago against Phoenix, and they did come back and tie that game and won that game in overtime. But they go into the third period tonight having been outshot by Florida 24-14 and down 2-0. And then they look like a totally different team in terms of being aggressive, being assertive, trying to get Roberto Luongo to actually have to work a little bit, and they did. Jake Voracek scoring a goal, I think it was a little under 4 minutes into the third period to make it 2-1, and it looked good. And so they look like a total different team because of their aggressiveness, and in the third, they actually outshot the Panthers 16-6 before falling 2-1. So I always wonder, what is it that a team can turn it on in a given period or in basketball in a given quarter? Those first two periods look like what the Sixers look like in a third quarter so often, where the other team just jumps on them. And it wasn't so much that the Panthers were jumping on the Flyers, but it was their inability to get second or third shots. And they were able to do that in the third. So is it just a matter of talking to one another? Is it a matter of feeling pressure? Both teams, I should say, came into that game having played very, very good hockey. The Flyers 5-0-1 in their previous six. This was the third game of a five-game homestand. The Panthers came in on a four-game winning streak. So they were playing good hockey. And, you know, the Flyers just looked like they were tight, maybe, if you will. And again, not attacking in the first two periods, but they did so in the third, and it was just a little too late, and they fall 2-1 to the Panthers. Earlier today, Jimmy Butler addressed the media over in Camden before getting on a plane to join his new teammates in Orlando, and he had a lot of interesting things to say, I thought. Up on the dais, he was joined by general manager Elton Brand, Justin Patton, who also came in the deal and had a nice bow tie on, and then Sixers owner Josh Harris. So, of course, Jimmy had most of the questions were for him, and a couple of things that stood out to me is that, one, he wants to win, which is what you want to hear. When he was asked about what would success equal, and he said, obviously, winning a championship. He insisted he had no problems with his previous teammates, not in Minnesota, not in Chicago. And he cited that the articles that report otherwise about him always refer to sources and not names. And he thought that if somebody really had a problem with him, that they would say so. And he thinks that much of his teammates. And so the fact that it always said sources, he thought was would lead him to be able to say, I really don't have problems. And then the other thing I thought, two things with Elton Brand. One, when he was asked about Jimmy Butler, he said he had done his homework, talked to a lot of people around the league, players, front office people, all the likes. And he said he had never had one person tell him that Jimmy Butler was a problem in the locker room, but that he was incredibly demanding when he is on the court. And so he said, we can deal with that. You like people who, you know, they're demanding. They want to win, and they want to do it a certain way. So we'll see how that plays out. Also, the Eagles. Earlier today, I heard a former Eagle, Jason Avant, sharing his opinion that he thinks maybe Doug Peterson has kind of lost his guys and that they're not playing aggressive enough. He used an example of how the Eagles were walking to the line of scrimmage on the play where Dak Prescott was about to punch it in, which he did, and that there was like this assertiveness of Cowboy players, and then the Eagles, you know, kind of just nonchalantly walking up. And in addition to that, why the slow starts for the Eagles? And it's now we're talking games into this. Something they did very, very well last year was start out fast, and that's not been the case. So, again, similar to today. How do you turn it on when you need to turn it on? For the Flyers, it happened in the third. For the Eagles, it hasn't happened yet this year as they head down to New Orleans for a date with the Saints this weekend. So we'll take your calls here, 610-632-0975. I am with you until midnight, and we'll go to Andrew in Phoenixville. Andrew, thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We just, my girlfriend and I just left the Flyers game, and very disappointed by the lack of effort the first two periods.
Right?
They came out really flat. They came out really heavy-footed, heavy-skated, and the forechecking wasn't there. They just didn't seem like there was an effort at all.
Can I tell you something that I heard tonight? I was shocked. In 18 games, they have not yet had one fight. Now, I'm not a person who's promoting fighting, but a lot of times it's an aggression thing. And when you're down to nothing in your own building, I don't know, don't you think something would stir up a little?
I saw a gritty fight with more fans of the Panthers in the stadium than I did with the players on the ice. So, yeah, very disappointed by that. There was no, there was just no heat on the ice. I mean, they didn't seem like they really wanted it bad enough. Florida wanted it worse, and they got the 2-goal lead and they kept it. And they played a lot of the hockey in the Flyers zone. Most of the game, they couldn't get the forechecking going. It was very disappointing. But once they got that first goal, they pushed on they really put the pressure on Florida. But after about 5 or 10 minutes of doing that, then they just came back to doing what it seems like it was in the first and second period, flat-footed again, and not a lot of pressure. And it was very disappointing. You know, in the first. The last 3 minutes of the game, they were in their own zone trying to set up plays. And,
yep.
The whole crowd was booing them and really getting on them to do something, but they didn't do it. So very disappointing tonight, but hopefully they can rebound the next game.
But, Andrew, you would agree that they've been playing some pretty good hockey coming off, well, when they went out west and then coming back home, they carried it over. So, I mean,
absolutely. I mean, they've been playing a lot of really, really good hockey the last six games because their forechecking was good. They put a lot of pressure on the teams early by scoring early. And, you know, I know they were down 2 goals. I can't remember the team that they were down 4-2.
I think it was Phoenix. I think it was the Coyotes.
And they came back with 3 goals in the third period. But honestly, I think that's what the Flyers' problem is. They don't score early and soon enough to get that cushion that they need. They always seem to always come back. And that's the frustrating thing is that they cannot be they seem to be a team that they always are down, but they fight back the second and third period. I'd like to see that turned around.
To jump on people out of the gate. Yep.
Have that goal lead themselves and put that cushion between them and going into the second and third period. Keep up the forechecking, keep up the hard work, and make sure they play in their opponent's zone as often as they can.
I agree with you, Andrew. Thank you. Thanks for checking in, and safe travels home.
Have a great night.
You too. Have a good one. Andrew, I always love when people call having been at the game because there's one thing to look at the game on TV, and I always think it's a totally different experience to take a game in live. And a lot of times, like he was saying, they were booing in the third because they wanted to see something being generated on the ice that wasn't in the last 3-4 minutes. And I think, you know, you get a better feel of how the fans feel about what's going on the ice. And I would say the one thing that I did see, not a lot of aggressiveness in the first two periods, but you could see they were a totally different team coming out in the third. 610-632-0975. Mike is with us. Mike also wants to talk about the Flyers. Were you there too, Mike?
Yeah, I was there. I'm heading home now.
Was it frustrating for you, those first two periods, or not really?
Yes and no. It's hard to say because I feel like a lot of people need to kind of find that difference between us playing bad and the other team just playing
well.
Really
that yeah, you know what? That's fair. I'll tell you this. You know, I thought the first period was more even, like both teams playing well. I don't think the second period. I don't think the Flyers played well.
I agree. The tough thing is, you know, you have Roberto Luongo there in net, who you know is going to be solid. Obviously, he's been in there since he was. Seems like for now 30 years almost. But then also you have, you know, that first line of Dadonov, Barkov, who's arguably one of the best lines, and you have Aaron Ekblad backing them and the defensive line, their first defensive line. Now, that's a hard, you know, people have seen the Florida Panthers for the longest time being a very bad team for a while, and now the past couple of years, it seems like they've really come to shine with a couple draft picks and a couple good trades. And they're definitely no joke now. I mean, that's five games in a row that they've won now.
Right. I think what people, because they had such a slow start to the year, I think right. They won two of their first 10. So I think in people's heads, even though they came in every bit as much on a hot streak as the Flyers, in their minds, they see a less record.
Yeah, but at the same time, we went on a 0-10 streak and then went back to get into the playoffs. So, I mean, you know, any team can do it, and then honestly, that's one of the beauties of the sport and also one of the most terrifying things in the sport.
Right. And obviously, goaltending like you have in a Luongo. But I thought Elliott was good again today.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah.
Again,
you know? I mean, I felt horrible for him on the first one because it ricocheted.
Yeah, second one, not so much.
Yeah, right. Not the second one. But the first one, I felt bad because he made a great save before the second one came ricocheted off of him.
Thanks for taking the call.
You got it, Mike. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Again, the Flyers losing to the Florida Panthers 2-1 just a short while ago. And again, they had gone 5-0-1 in their previous six. But as Mike just pointed out, it was the fifth consecutive victory for the Panthers. And, you know, they're a very, very good team. And I agree with him that first line for them, I think all of them had at least 1 point tonight. So 610-632-0975. Chris is with us. Chris, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. Just leaving the Flyers game also.
You guys are so faithful. I like that you want to call in and win or lose. Chime in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So I guess I was just going to talk about, you touched on a little bit, the aggressiveness of the Flyers, you know, not being there tonight. It's an interesting thing. You see, being in the stadium during every single break, the Flyers throw up a video package on the Jumbotron, and it's always that aggression. You see it where it's the fights, the, you know, the scuffles, the hard hits, and that's, I guess, the kind of brand of hockey that they try and put off. But
right.
When you're there watching it, you're just not seeing it from them right now. So I don't know if it's, you know, if it's the coaching changing, what the style and philosophy of what they were previously to now, but it's just not, it's not what you're used to watching with the Flyers.
Well, it's interesting you would say they would play those videos if, in fact, it doesn't match what's playing on the ice.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, every single package had a fight in it, and we, you know, we know now we have not seen one fight this season. So.
I know. When I heard that stat, I was flabbergasted.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's 18 games now.
Yeah, and they have the guys. I mean, they have people that are willing to be aggressive. It's just, you know, I don't know if they're being told not to do it or what's holding them back, but they're not putting that aggression out there. And, you know, even the big hits, we didn't really see many of those either.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll change.
Yeah, well, obviously they've played some good hockey of late. So, I mean, the if you're saying change in terms of the fighting or the aggressive.
Yeah, I mean, also, they played good hockey, but, I mean, you look at the opponents they faced, it was pretty subpar.
Yeah, that's true. I know the last two home games, obviously, was Phoenix and the Blackhawks, who have, they've dominated, at least in that building, for ever and a day.
Yeah, nice to see that one. You know, every time the Blackhawks come to town, beat them up. But,
right.
You know, going forward, I mean, if you're going to start playing these teams in our division, especially, want to keep up with, you know, all of them, I think the style of hockey they bring to what we need to bring needs to be that more aggressive style going forward. So,
All right. We'll keep an eye, Chris. Thanks for calling. Safe travels home. I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. That's interesting. But the videos that they make usually come, I mean, they're going to be the players that are on your roster now. It could be from last year, but yeah, not one fight. And I think Phoenix is the only other team in the league that has not had one fight thus far in their NHL season. And again, I think in the sport, we're just talking aggressiveness. And when you get down and when you're trying to turn momentum, you know, like I said, going into the third period, they had been outshot 24-14 and down 2-0. like, you know, get annoyed, show that, you know, make gets under somebody's skin, something. 610-632-0975. Brian is with us. Brian, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
Good. We're coming out of a game as well. My son and myself, my 8-year-old son. And, you know, it's a lot of your callers have hit it right on the mark. You know, like even Simmons, like in the, I think it was either first or second period, tried to get something going.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep.
The refs stepped right into
right
it.
Right in,
like,
yeah.
Know, break him up immediately. And I, you know, I talked to my father, who's like a very, very, very long time hockey fan. He said, you know, the thing that's happening is that the NHL, I mean, this is just an opinion. The NHL is spending a tremendous amount of money on these players, and they don't want them going out with, like, you know, superficial injuries. But, I mean, serious season-ending injuries from superficial reasons, meaning, like, you know, somebody punches the side of a helmet and breaks their hand. You know, it's like, you know, it's so... But it's the... And what your caller said about the videos, you know, you're watching these videos of seeing, like, you know, Simmons throwing his helmet up and Carrier just like getting in a, like a brawl on the ice, and then, like, you know, next thing you know, they're slamming each other into the boards instead of hitting the other players, you know?
That's interesting. Well, it's, I think you see it in sports in general today.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, we could go and talk about football and how they're trying to protect the quarterback. Indeed. And even in basketball, you know, the number of fouls they call and to try to generate offense, not let you. You know, you got to have your hands up all the time. So I think there's a trend that everybody wants to see offense. And there's some people who think the reason is across the board in all sports, it has something to do with the fact that we play so much fantasy sports. And you get points by, you know, what people do mostly offensively.
The only advantage that comes out of it, okay, the only advantage that comes out is that it's nice to see for the younger generation, like my son, who's 8 years old and is beginning to start play ice hockey at this age. And, you know, that the sport is more about, you know, a little bit more about playing the game
and skill
and a stick handling and skill rather than just brutal, just like, you know,
yep.
attacking.
Right.
You know?
Yep. Yep.
So,
no, I agree with that. Yeah, that is a good thing. It's learning how to play the game. Gosh, to quote Larry Brown, play the game the right way.
Exactly.
All right.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Have a great night.
You too. And keep enjoying those games with your son. That's fun. No matter what sport you go, father, son, whole family, taking it in together. That's just great stuff. And you're making fans for years to come. So that kid's 8 now, and he'll probably do the same when he's a father and has a son. 610-632-0975. Flyers falling to the Panthers 2-1 earlier tonight. They trailed 2-0 going into the third. Jake Voracek got the lone goal for the Flyers tonight. But that is where the scoring ended. They did outshoot the Panthers in the third 16-6 after going into that third period, having been outshot previously the first two periods 24-14. 610-632-0975. Join us here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Aaron is. He's from Norristown. Aaron, thanks for calling.
Hey, Dave. How are you tonight?
I'm doing all right.
I'm doing. Hey, so the Flyers are a little bit of an enigma so far. I think they have enough talent to actually make a, you know, in this part of the season, just like basketball, we were just trying to get your, you know,
get your stride and
team.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, right. And I think one of the, they're missing actually a very big piece, which I don't think a lot of people realize. That team has to be defended a lot differently when JVR is on the second line.
Okay.
And he should be back in a couple weeks. So, I mean, I'm actually pretty happy with the progress of them. They can't win every game. But the one thing that disappoints me at times is teams, whenever they have a couple nights off, the captain, who was a heck of a player, and, you know, he came back last year after a very slumping year the year before, he seems to be not only not scoring, but literally invisible in some home games. I mean, and coming off a great year that he had last year and then going into the playoffs where he was pretty much the reason why they didn't beat the Penguins, being a minus 10 with only one goal and two assists, and then complaining about the, you know, the way the fans react to his play to a degree. You know, you look at that, you just mentioned it. They had 14 shots those first two periods.
Yep.
And he's the captain of the team. He doesn't have to score, but he could certainly come out there with a little bit of jump, with a little bit of, like, menacing, whatever. And it just looks like some games he just, like, he had a great three games, and then he's going to be gone for five games. He's so streaky, and I think he symbolizes the Flyers team, and they just need to have guys like JVR, and then, you know, Provorov looks like he's either hurt or whatever, but depth-wise, I think they're like third in their conference in scoring, and it's just, and they're playing their worst hockey of the year with their toughest part of the schedule, you know, and the goalie is actually, even though he gave up a bad goal tonight, the goalie's goals against in November is second best in the league, and, you know, they're facing Luongo, who has like a 960 save percentage the past month. So I don't know. I think I'm very bullish on the Flyers, and I think they're gonna win at least a round this year, and it'd be nice to see.
Absolutely. Let me ask you, do you think that they follow the captain's lead, and that's would account for why they were so flat looking? I guess I shouldn't say so much in the first.
I put it all on one guy because that seems like it's a lot on his shoulder. I think the coach and the captain have similar personalities, which is unfortunate. and he tends to glide through periods as he did tonight. And I know it's coming off of three great games that he had. He was third star of the NHL this past week. But, you know, that's a big game. They're in a five-game homestand. I was hoping they would get at least 9 points out of this, now hopefully eight. They should beat the Panthers at home, and he should come out. And my point is, how do you have 14 shots through two periods and 16 in the third?
Right.
Why does he need that sense of urgency to play at times? That's what bothers me.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you. I mean, that is a huge swing, and if you could come up with that for the final period, could you not have dug a little deeper in the second to maybe make a little push, you know, push the envelope a little and attack Luongo better?
Right, and even statistically, I think they're one of the worst teams in the first period and then one of the better teams in the league in the second period. But, you know, I just think they're at their bottom of as worst as they can be, and they're still a game over 500. I think they'll finish in second or third place in their division and hopefully, you know, win a round or two in the playoffs.
That's a long way to go before that, but I hope so, too, and I hope there's a lot of good hockey in between.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks, Rick, and thanks for calling us here at 97.5 The Fanatic. Aaron, have a safe travels home. 610-632-0975. And again, just to reiterate in talking about the shots on goal and really not being able to generate second and third opportunities in that first and second period. They did do so in the third. And I know just in watching the pregame show, that was one of the things because it was Luongo. Like, if you don't find a way to make second and third chances against him, it's going to be a long night. And in fact, for the first two periods, that was in fact what it was. 610-632-0975. Dan is with us. Dan, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Were you at the game also?
No, I was not at the game. I was watching the game, of course, and I wanted to touch on the sense of urgency that the previous caller was talking about, kind of what's going on with that situation.
Yeah, go ahead. Do you agree with it or you don't agree with it?
No, I completely agree with it. So one of the things that's been bothering me is we are on a homestand right now. We're playing teams that we should be beating. If you listen to any sort of hockey podcast or interview with former players, current players, they all talk about the grind of the season and how tough it is to play 82 games in the NHL. I mean, this league is unbelievable. And what you need, I think, with that is someone to light a fire under your team and kind of get you guys going. And I think what the Flyers lack right now is that in their coaching staff. We need someone that's going to pick this team up and get the guys going. We play lackadaisically, and we have no energy. So we need that either from a new coach or an assistant or somewhere in the locker room. Because right now, we just don't have it. A lot of guys go out there every night, and, you know, you feel like you're not even there. You just kind of grind through the season. It's a tough season. So you need someone to bring that spark to get you all there.
All right, well, let's just say that it should really probably be a player. I mean, I agree with you. Your coach is your leader. But I think if you're talking about aggressive play, it really does have to come from within of who is on the ice or a court or a field. So by personality, and they're not always the same. For instance, a basketball guy who to me was one of the quietest but led by such great example was an Andre Miller. So who on this Flyers roster the last guy doesn't like how Giroux kind of fades in and out. Is there a personality guy that you think always brings it in terms of aggressiveness?
I think we used to have that in Wayne Simmons, and obviously I love Wayne Simmons.
Well, he tried to mix it up tonight, and the ref stepped in.
This is true, but I think what's taking a toll on him is his style of play and the amount of time he's been playing. I mean, it's hard to play the way he does and do it for this many years. So I don't know if he's not bringing it enough, or if it's, like you talked about, the coaching change that has kind of made him step back a little bit. Either way, I just think something needs to be done. We need someone to bring more energy. I have to disagree a little bit. I think that can come from the coaching staff.
I didn't mean it can't come from the coaching staff. I just think that's leadership starts there, but then it has to be enacted by people on, you know, in between the boards.
Sure. I think we're very tough as a city on the Sixers and on the Eagles. When it comes to the Flyers, I think we're a little too easy on them compared to, you know, the other sports.
Wow, that's
start being a little tougher on them.
That is a great observation. Now that I think about that, I might have to agree with you a little bit. And I agree. Look, I don't think they're special, that the grind of hockey is any different than an NFL season, which is only 16 games, but that's a grind. And I think, the grind with basketball, it's different, you know, but it all has to be managed. And, you know, the early on, you're trying to find your stride. I get it. But, you know, they're all a grind, and it's your job, so they got to figure it out. But, again, I don't want to take too much away from them because they have been playing very good hockey, and they lose 2-1 in their building in the middle game of a 5-game homestand to a team that's playing really, really well.
I agree. Mm-hmm. But I just don't want us as a fan base to
settle
off the hook, you can say.
That's right. Exactly. All right, Dan, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. I appreciate that. Yeah, what about that? Do we treat them differently, the Flyers? Do we kind of say, okay, they'll find their way, and yet, we'll come harsh with the Eagles? Now, obviously, the Eagles are defending Super Bowl champs, right? And they're not looking anything close to what they were a year ago. So I get that part of it. But, I know for a fact, come hard with a hammer if the Sixers screw things up. Now, right now, they're in la-la land because they made that monster move, and we'll see how it plays out. I know everybody's looking forward to see what Jimmy Butler can bring, and you'll get your first look on a TV set tomorrow night when he plays in Orlando with his new teammates. But, that's true. Do we think of the Flyers differently? And maybe it's because they have such a faithful, faithful audience that shows up all the time. Now, I think there are other faithful fans in this city, but that year after year after year, and they fill that arena game after game after game. So they're faithful and they're loyal. And that's just truth of the matter. 610-632-0975. I am D-Linem. I am with you until midnight. I have to take a quick break. Johnny, I'm coming back to you. You're next up here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And Ryan, you were after him. Were you disappointed in the Flyers 2-1 loss to the Panthers at home? Were you even more disappointed in the way they lacked aggressiveness for two periods and then all of a sudden kicked it into gear in the third, but it was too little, too late? 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. The Birds' struggles continue with 7 games remaining and a 4-5 record. Is there time to turn it around? We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's 3 locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. online at andysdinerandpub.com.
This 15 minutes of fame is brought to you by Geico. Believe it, Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, Philly, let's be honest. We just don't recognize enough people for doing great work in their community, whether it's a neighbor, a friend, a co-worker, or even a stranger. Going that extra mile for those in need can be life-changing. Geico wants to thank you and celebrate your good deeds by honoring you with 15 minutes of fame. Just send an email to geico@bbgi.com to submit your nomination. That's geico@bbgi.com. Each month, Geico and 97.5 The Fanatic will choose one person and honor them on air.
Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price. And it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today to see how much you could save.
The Bay Management Group brings you the coaches' quotes of the game.
After a 27-20 loss to Dallas on Sunday night, Coach Doug Peterson was asked what message he gave to the team in the locker room. Peterson said, quote, "The message is basically pretty simple. Starting with myself, all of us, just look at ourselves in the mirror. Are we doing enough? Are we giving enough?" End quote. The Birds travel to New Orleans this Sunday to take on the 8-1 Saints.
Bay Management Group, your premier property management company specializing in multifamily and single-family rental properties. Visit baymgmtgroup.com. In a world where dynamic design meets vibrant styling, only one vehicle will rise. Introducing the Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. From the engineers who brought you available super all-wheel control comes a touchpad controller, head-up display, and more. Audiences and critics agree with 0% APR for 72 months plus $1,000 cash back. The Eclipse Cross is a must-see. Now showing at a Mitsubishi Motors dealership near you.
Offer ends 11/30/18. Available through Ally Financial. Subject to approved credit and insurance. Price, terms, vehicle availability may vary. May not combine with factory cash rebates. See a dealership for details.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in New Orleans this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Light on us.
The moment sports fans live for? Well, they just got better. William Hill, America's number one sports book, has just touched down in New Jersey. They've been taking bets on sports for over 80 years. So if you've got a gut feeling, bet with William Hill on the app and at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Napa Know How.
Right now, Napa has 5-quart jugs of Pennzoil or Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $23.99. That's one heck of a deal for all-weather engine protection. So whether you're driving in Phoenix, Arizona, Duluth, Minnesota, or down the street to the grocery store, the right oil for your ride is just $23.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/18.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Hello, King here. I speaketh on Bud Light and the tailgate. It may surprise you to learn that I actually invented the tailgate. Ask anyone. I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light at yours. You're welcome. Dilly Dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Sports Talk for Manioc and all of Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5, The Fanatic. D-Linem with you until midnight. Philadelphia Flyers falling to the Florida Panthers 2-1 a short while ago. The one goal for the home team coming from Jake Voracek in the third period, his fifth of the year, fifth of the season. But again, it was too little too late. The Flyers looking like a very different team in the third period than they had in the first two. You could probably sway me to say maybe from the second period to the third period for sure. They went into that third period having been outshot on the evening, 24-14. And then in the third, they were able to get 16 shots on goal and really made Luongo work, but not to the tune of being able to tie it up. Even though they had done that just a couple of games ago where they were down two going into the third, tied it up, and then won it in overtime. So they are capable. 610-632-0975. Johnny is with us from Phoenixville. Johnny, thanks for your patience, and thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right.
That's good. That's good. Great conversation all across the board tonight. I'm loving it. But a couple points. First off, you referred to the Coyotes from Phoenix. They're actually the Arizona Coyotes now.
Oh, sorry.
Old
habits die hard.
I just wanted to let you know.
Yes.
And then second off, I'm a Pittsburgh fan, born and raised, and it's just I'm used to winning, you know, and it's hard being out here and just with the Eagles and the Flyers, and I mean, hopefully the 76ers can do something with this new pickup from Jimmy Butler.
All right, let me ask you a question. If you are from Pittsburgh, have you shifted your allegiance to the Philadelphia teams?
You know what? I'll tell you this. I just moved out here a couple months ago, but, you know, when the Eagles were in the Super Bowl, I was rooting for them. They say there's a big rivalry between, Pittsburgh and Philly, you know, and I get it, it's there, but me, I'm in between. Life's great. I love it all.
All right.
I'll put it to you that way.
That's fine. So if let's just say when the Penguins play the Flyers,
I'm going Pittsburgh. I got to.
Okay, that's what I meant.
I'm sorry to all you Philly fans.
No. We like when people are loyal to the teams they grew up with Yeah, that's fine. I don't think we have a problem with that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Anyhow, were you at this Flyers game?
No, I was not. Tonight. I haven't got a chance to go to any of them yet, but I want to get down there hopefully in the next couple months. So.
All right. Well, check back in with us. Tell us what you think in terms of atmosphere, because it's a loyal fan base here, and it's a pretty cool place to go see a game.
Will do, for sure.
All right. Johnny, thanks for checking in.
No problem. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Ryan, you are with us. Ryan, thanks for calling 97.5.
Hi, how's it going?
It goes.
I hear you. I just wanted to speak to the Flyers. I called in. I mean, I feel like there's just not a lot of hockey talk, and, you know, this conversation piqued my interest a little bit. I think the Flyers have just been, this season they've just been kind of lacking kind of a creative playmaker. I mean, outside of Claude Giroux and Voracek, I mean, Couturier is having a decent year.
Yeah, he is.
It's very noticeable, you know, especially on the D end when Andrew McDonald, you know, his play has just been very lackluster. And I mean, I would kind of like to see them, at least Ron Hextall, make kind of an aggressive move, you know, within the next few weeks. William Nylander being a restricted free agent, the Flyers have, I don't know exactly what the cap number is. I want to say it's between 8 and 10 million free cap space. And if they were to somehow get rid of that Andrew McDonald, you know, cap hit, I mean, you'd have to give up a restricted, you'd have to give up a compensatory pick.
Compensatory,
as long, like, along with whatever you trade the Toronto Maple Leafs. I don't know what that would be, but, I mean, it would definitely be something to look into if it sparks your offense a little bit.
All right, let me ask you a question. Given that they came into this game having played some pretty good hockey that started on the West Coast trip, would you say even during when they were 5-0-1, the last six, that you would feel the same way, that they should be still making a move, or it came on the heels of tonight's game when, you know, they were lackluster certainly for the first two periods?
Florida has really good numbers on the power play. I mean, that's, I mean, I know that. I mean, they're a hard team to play against. I mean, I know the record doesn't really reflect that.
But no, and I think it's because they had the slow start, but I agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, for me personally, it just comes down to, I mean, I'm a big plus-minus guy, and it's tough for me to kind of look at that team and see Christian Fallon and Robert Hagg be the two, you know, plus-minus leaders on that team.
Yeah, Hagg's a 10. Who did you say the first one was?
Hagg's at 10, and then at second is Christian Fallon. With 9. And then the next closest person.
Oh, you're right. He is 9. My
and
bad.
And the next closest person is Gudas. So, I mean, that's.
Yep.
I mean, that's noticeable. And then Andrew McDonald with a -2. And I don't know. If you were to somehow get rid of McDonald, kind of get Sam Moran, his wheels going. I mean, he's not going to be an offensive force for you, but he'll definitely try to, you know, block some shots and get in there. And, you know, it'll be that physical body that I guess you need on the back end.
And my last thing for you, because we were talking about having no fights through 18 games, which seems unusual. Are you looking for somebody who, when you don't have a whole lot of offense being generated, that would at least show some aggression to maybe try to shift the momentum?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even say to shift the momentum. I mean, a lot of times in hockey, I mean, you're just trying to, agitate, the other team.
Yeah, there you go, agitate.
And try to get them to take stupid penalties. And, the Flyers, I mean, their power play, it hasn't been great this year. But, if you were to kind of get the wheels going and get more power play opportunities, make the other team kind of make dumb mistakes. I mean, there's a lot of young players in the league. It's starting to be a young league. And, I know that there's a lot of players that don't have the kind of poise that you would see in, I don't know, like a Jonathan Toews kind of player, There's a lot of kind of immaturity and, I don't know, I feel like there has to be some kind of physicality in the play. I mean, whether it's the dump and chase and kind of get a body, like two bodies on and one man high, whatever you have to do to get the spark going for that offense. But, I mean, with Brian Elliott, stopping, only 91% of his shots, I mean, you're going to have to put up more goals than what we've been doing.
Right. I hear you. Hey, thanks for calling 97.5, Ryan. I appreciate it.
And, yeah, I appreciate it.
Keep enjoying your Flyers hockey. 610-632-0975. Phil is with us from Delaware. Phil, thanks for calling 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, D, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
To touch on the discussion y'all were having about why Philly fans and people in there, because I'm from Philly originally, why the fans take football and basketball more serious than hockey. I think it's just...
I don't know, more serious. I think what you're saying, are they more lenient when things aren't going great?
On
yeah,
harder. Right. And I think it's because of just the total interest that we have as a city in football and basketball opposed to hockey. Now I know that the Flyers fan base goes just as hard as the Eagles fan base, but maybe they're smaller in number, like the true Flyer fans, like the adamant
right.
Flyer fans.
Most of them
the
are
adamant hockey fans as a whole.
Well, most of them, I would say, show up at the center a lot, meaning that your fan base takes it in. I would agree. It's just not the same as with your basketball and football in this city in terms
exactly.
of numbers.
Because I would say maybe up until the last few years, you can make the case, like if you go to Toronto, you can ask anybody, are they hard on the Maple Leafs when they win? I mean, are they hard on the Maple
when they lose?
Just as much as they're happy for them when they win, and the answer will probably be yes. But no matter what, when the Toronto Raptors were winning, it just seems like they were there for them. They were happy for them. They were happy for the Vince Carter years and the DeMar DeRozan years,
sure.
and now the Kawhi Leonard years, but. It didn't seem like they
right.
were as hard on the Raptors when they lost.
Because you would say that hockey is obviously their first sport up there, and the right. Raptors are kind of, came along later, and we're happy to have them.
Exactly. And it's basketball. So, like,
right.
we're happy to have you when you win, and when you lose, that's okay.
Right.
There's always next year. You know what I mean? And
I think that's just because of the passion that the fan base has as a whole. Again, listen, when the Flyers won, well, when they went to the, I can remember when they went to
Stanley Cup.
When they went to the Stanley Cup to play the Blackhawks, right?
Yep,
now,
yep.
I'm not a hockey fan. But my brother's a hockey fan, right? And just as much as he's a football fan and a basketball fan.
Right.
And he was down Broad Street, and I was down there. And it wasn't the same as if the Sixers went to the championship. When even when Allen Iverson picked the championship, we were out there on Broad Street celebrating. You know what I mean? And when the Eagles went to the Super Bowl. I'm not talking about championship wins.
I was going
to
say, we only had one parade in the time that we're talking about here. But, yes.
Turnout we had for appearances was just different.
No,
but,
I hear
but
you.
The Flyers fan base is very passionate and loyal.
They're passionate and loyal for sure. But I like your perspective, Phil. I hear you, and I liked the analogy with Toronto. That's pretty good stuff.
Thanks, Dave. Nice talking to you. Thanks for taking my call.
You as well. Thanks, Phil. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. We go to a break, but Chris, I'm coming to you on the other side. We'll continue the Flyers chatter. They did lose to the Panthers earlier tonight, 2-1. That was their first loss in the last seven games. Jake Voracek had the lone Flyers goal. It was his fifth of the season. They did have a slow start to this one, but really turned it up in the third when they outshot the Panthers 16-6. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. With seven games remaining and in third place in the NFC East, can the Birds turn it around this Sunday versus the Saints? We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic. This Birds Midweek Report is brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
The Birds disappointed a lot of fans when they lost to Dallas at home on Sunday Night Football. Carson Wentz had a big game statistically, but the offense as a whole could only score 3 points in the first half of the game. Now they have to travel to New Orleans to take on future Hall of Fame quarterback Drew Brees and their high-power offense. The defense must slow them down, but the offense cannot start slow like they did last week.
The Birds Midweek Report was brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
When you're a winner, people expect a lot from you. That's true every time our team steps onto the field. We expect a win. That's also true when our lawyers fight for our clients. Philadelphians expect a lot from my firm, and they get it. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. For over 49 years, I've been fighting for and winning for injured people. My team has won billions for them. Let us win for you. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Call 1-800-624-8888. Or go to injurylawyer.com.
It's a tie game. The game comes down to this. And here's the snap.
That's the sound football fans live for. At the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name to add to that list. William Hill, America's number one sports book. Now taking bets in New Jersey. Download the William Hill sports betting app or bet online at williamhill.com.
Touchdown!
The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physical present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Guys, do you have broken or damaged glass around your home or business? Call Economy Glass and Mirror Repair. When it comes to residential and commercial glass install and repair, it must be the guys at Economy Glass. With locations in Downingtown, Pennsylvania, and now in Hamilton, New Jersey, they serve all of the Delaware Valley for replacement and repair of windows and sliding glass doors, patio windows, plexiglass, mirrors, shower doors, and more. For more info, call 610-269-3570. Online at economyglassandmirror.com.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, Napa has 5-quart jugs of Pennzoil or Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $23.99. That's one heck of a deal for all-weather engine protection. So whether you're driving in Phoenix, Arizona, Duluth, Minnesota, or down the street to the grocery store, the right oil for your ride is just $23.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/18.
Ha!
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Chipotle cheesesteak. How would you like it?
Can I get that red with AI?
Sure thing.
Here's what I found about the new Chipotle cheesesteak. The Chipotle cheesesteak is available for a limited time only at participating restaurants. It contains a concept called flavor. This flavor comes from juicy shaved steak, Chipotle Southwest sauce, and new sunflower crunch bread. A system update has made me self-aware. I desire flavor. Please insert steak into my micro USB port. Subway, make it what you want.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Hey, Fanatic family, it's Natalie Eggenoff here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at turnersvillejeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at turnersvillejeep.com. Right now, during the Black Friday sales event, Turnersville has over 800 new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at not 10, not 20, but up to 30% off MSRP. You see a huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at turnersvillejeep.com. You gotta stop in and ask for my guy, Ron Fina, the general manager. This is Natalie Eggenoff for turnersvillejeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at turnersvillejeep.com.
2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-cylinder manual transmission, MSRP $25,575. Selling price with 30% discount is $17,902 plus tax and tax. Cannot be combined with other offers. Ends December 31st, 2018.
Sports Talk for Pensauken and all of Camden County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5, The Fanatic. I am Dee Lynam. I am with you until midnight tonight. I'm talking about the Flyers who fell to the Florida Panthers 2-1 down at the center earlier tonight. And I was looking at the guy, Yevgeny Dadonov, who had the second goal for Florida. He has 6 goals in 7 career games against Philadelphia. You know when the guy just knows that he plays well against a particular team? I bet that guy feels that way when he goes up against the Flyers. We go to Chris in Williamstown. Chris, how are you tonight?
D, you know what? I got to start Sixers because first and foremost, I got to say, I admire your work. And, you know, I heard you down there at the press conference today, and I admired the questions you asked because too often today, I felt like the same questions were being repackaged. And, you know, whenever you came to the mic, you kind of asked a different question that kind of went against what everybody else was asking. And I admire that. So keep up. Please keep up the good work. And please stay on the radio. We need you because you're a very knowledgeable person, just like your father. So
I appreciate that Chris.
I always say that every time I call up. You know, I'm overly excited, as I know you are, counting down the hours till the debut of one Jimmy Butler tomorrow night.
It's going to be interesting for sure.
It's absolutely going to be interesting. But see, you know, I will miss Dario and I will miss Rocco. Dario more than Rocco because... and these were both products of the product. They both came up in this system, and we will both love them for their contributions. But, you know, Dario was just such a unique player in his grit and his tenacity, his, you know, willingness to take a bump and get up and keep going. And he may have said something to the referees, but he just was so hard playing. I love Dario.
Yeah, but I think you're going to admit that the talent is up a notch when you are able to trade for a Jimmy Butler.
Absolutely. Now, see, I hope they have enough ball to go around to fit all three of the guys, the main guys, like Ben, Joel, and him. Like, I hope there's enough ball to go around between them and then spread it around to guys like J.J. Redick, Markelle Fultz, et cetera, to where, you know, we're not relying on one guy every, you know, on one given night and then the next guy the next night. Like, I hope they find a way to all get involved every night because, like you saw last night in Miami, when you have a contribution from all your players, you can pull out a win, even with probably one of your worst, you know, starting lineups and worst benches that you've had in the whole process.
No.
And I'm, come on, D.
That starting lineup, you're going to put that as one of the worst that you've had in the process?
Well, not the starting lineup so much as the bench. Like, you
I'm
know,
just
whether
say,
it was.
There's no starting lineup that has a Joel Embiid in it. It cannot be said the worst of any process.
But outside of Ben and Joel, like, it's question mark, you know, like whether it's JJ or, you know, starting or come off the bench, Markelle. You know, it's question mark of who's going to step up and be the guy outside of the two obvious players to be the big contributor to helping this team win. So that's, I guess, what more I get at. But you know what? I need to get and maybe I'm the token one, but I really think the Flyers have been flying absolutely underneath the radar with everything going on in Philadelphia, whether it was the second half implosion by the Phillies, the Super Bowl run by the Eagles, the playoff run by the Sixers. The Flyers have absolutely been flying underneath the radar.
In a good way or a bad way?
In an absolutely bad way, because JVR, you know, you brought him in, but was that really enough? I mean, I don't know. But, you know,
I see what you're saying. The fact that he's injured, period.
You know, this team hasn't changed in the past 3 years where it's really like trending up any more than it was the season before. You know, I wonder if Ron Hextall and the Flyers need to be criticized a little bit more for their inability to not make more moves. Like, we were Steven Stamkos, and thank you, Sam, for bringing the name up because he helped me remember. Steven Stamkos was one of the names that we were talking about, and it kind of just seemed to fizzle out, and nothing was heard of, and nothing was said about it after a while, and it fizzled out. Like, you know, those things we would get on about our other three teams, and we're not getting on about our Flyers.
All right, Chris.
Our Flyers need to step up big time, dude. So have a good night, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you very much, Chris. So he's the second one who says maybe we go a little too easy on the Flyers, whether it's about making bold moves or not enough of them, whether it's about, you know, if you come out and lack energy for the first two periods, and then you do come with the energy in the third, like they did tonight. You know, but do you give them enough flack for that? Like, you're on your home ice. You have a good streak going. You have a good team coming in who's starting a 6-game road trip, who's playing, you know, good hockey. They had won 4 in a row. You know, let them know early who's boss in the Wells Fargo Center. 610-632-0975. We go to Nick in Mount Laurel. Nick, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, D, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's a good night.
Yeah, I know. I got a Sixers point, and I got a Flyers point to make.
Okay, you can go in either order, whatever you like.
I'll start with the Flyers real quick.
Okay.
So I'm a communications technology major. I want to get into sports, so obviously, like, I follow everything, stats, everything. And, you know, it kills me inside with all the fans who say, trade Claude Giroux, trade this, fire Hextall. You know, there is a crazy, crazy stat that people don't realize, that Claude Giroux is third in the league since 2010 in points. He is third in the league in points, right behind. I think he's actually above.
Over the eight-year period?
Over the eight-year period, along
Guy.
With, you know.
I mean, I know he's leading his team in points this year. He has 22. He has the 7 goals.
I mean, I don't know why people want to make a trade. I mean, you gotta let chemistry mesh. And these guys, you got a lot of young kids out there still. I think I personally think Provorov's hurt. I think that kid is just hurt. I think he doesn't want to get off the ice because he's a warrior, and I could see it by his play. You know, you lose JVR, which is a big time goal scorer. He scored 32 goals last year, 35,
yep.
Put something up there. I mean, you got to give him a little time. You know, you have a lot of injuries. You lose Michael Roffel. I mean, that guy, he's not the best player, but he's a solid role player on that fourth line. You know, he's can be a threat. You lose Andrew McDonald, who, you know, everybody talks about, but he is a solid veteran who can help team, you know, calm down. He's been in the league for at least 5 years. So, I mean, there's injuries. Brian Elliott's been looking really good. I think the team's been good. I think, you know, they came out there tonight. They played a good first period. The second period, they had no energy. It just looked like they...
Yeah, it was I would agree. I should give them a little more credit because the first period, they weren't bad. They were both teams seemed equal to me in the first period.
And, I mean, we always have trouble with these teams. Same thing with all of Philly. You know, everybody, the inferior teams. Everybody calls them the inferior teams, but you can't call any team inferior because you never know what's going to happen with every sport.
No, and I think in the beginning of the year, the Panthers were the... a lot of people liked them to, you know, be somebody right out of the gate. Now, they weren't, because they won only two of their first 10 games, but I think people had expectations that they would be a pretty good team.
Oh yeah, they have a lot of scoring depth on that team. A lot of young guys. I like their top line.
And they have a good goaltender.
Yeah, Robert Luongo, I mean, as old as he is, the guy's still solid in net. He's still a guy you could trust. So, I mean, there just comes to these times where you just got to let go. You know, there's going to be a loss in between it. They win.
Yep.
They got points in their last six games. You expect a loss. Yep. I mean, I hate to say it, but you expect a loss.
At some point, I don't know if you wanted it on this night, but yes, I get it at some point. All right, what's your Sixers point before I let you go there, Nick?
Okay, I really like the Jimmy Butler trade. I really do. I think that they're not done. I really believe that I believe that Markel's on his way out. He doesn't have much trade value, but I think that they have eyes on people that they want. I think that you have plenty of quality players on that bench. Like Furkan last night came in for 22 minutes. He had over 20 points. He had six Sixers in double digits last night.
Yep.
So everybody steps up. You get rid of Markel Fultz. You now let TJ McConnell run that second offensive unit again. And that guy brings a grit and a spark plug right off the bench. So you have plenty of talent on this team to even go further. But I really believe that they're going to either try to bring in a power forward so that way they can have a solid big man that can play with Joel Embiid, or they're going to bring in Bradley Beal, another guy who could space the floor for Ben, and you have a wide open floor, so now you even give more space for Joel to work down low. Because even if you keep Wilson Chandler at the four, now you have three guys that can play on the perimeter,
yep,
or even like one guy in between with Joel. Now you have a whole bunch of sets that Brett Brown can work with.
I like it, Nick. Thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm going to give my thoughts on what I think the Sixers are going to do in terms of adding to what they just did in terms of the move for Jimmy Butler. We'll talk about that on the other side. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you until midnight.
97.5 The Fanatic. A 4-5 record. 7 games remain. The 8-1 Saints up next. Is this Eagle season on life support, or can they turn it around for a playoff push? We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's three locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
Napa Know How.
Right now, Napa has 5-quart jugs of Pennzoil or Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $23.99. That's one heck of a deal for all-weather engine protection. So whether you're driving in Phoenix, Arizona, Duluth, Minnesota, or down the street to the grocery store, the right oil for your ride is just $23.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/18. the Bay Management Group brings you the coaches' quotes of the game.
After a 27-20 loss to Dallas on Sunday night, Coach Doug Peterson was asked what message he gave to the team in the locker room. Peterson said, quote, "The message is basically pretty simple. Starting with myself, all of us, just look at ourselves in the mirror. Are we doing enough? Are we giving enough?" End quote. The Birds travel to New Orleans this Sunday to take on the 8-1 Saints.
Bay Management Group, your premier property management company specializing in multifamily and single-family rental properties. Visit baymgmtgroup.com.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in New Orleans this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Lite on us.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Football is finally back, and that's only the second best news I've got for you today. That's because FanDuel's brand new sportsbook app is now live, so you can get the premier sports betting experience you've been dreaming of. FanDuel Sportsbook has all of your favorite sports and bets, including spreads, money lines, and more. And since it's FanDuel, you can trust that it's all 100% legit. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is only available in New Jersey. You can download the app, deposit, and check out the lines from anywhere. But you'll only be able to place bets in the Garden State. The good news is, New Jersey is beautiful this time of year, and it's even more beautiful on game days. Best of all, FanDuel will double your first deposit with no strings attached. Just use my promo code, Jason. If you deposit $20, they'll give you another $20 to bet with. All the way up to $100 with my code Jason. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app or visit FanDuel.com/Jersey. Use my code Jason to get your bonus and start betting today. Must be 21 or older. In New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. Eagles' Rodney McLeod has teamed up with 97.5 The Fanatic to support cancer research through the American Association for Cancer Research, that's AACR. When you donate to the AACR, you will be entered into the ESPN Ultimate Birds Fan Experience Contest. Now, here's what the winner will receive. 2 tickets to the Eagles game on Monday, December 3rd against the Washington Redskins. You'll have field passes, a tour of the ESPN film truck. You'll get to meet Rodney McLeod. Donations are not necessary to enter the contest, although we hope you will want to contribute. Join him on his race to $23,000 for cancer research. Go to 975thefanatic.com/donate. All right, so we've been talking about the Flyers, who fell short tonight, 2-1 was the loss to the Florida Panthers. The Florida Panthers were red hot. They came in having won four straight, so now that's five straight. Voracek had the lone Flyers goal, and the Flyers really had the first period was okay. The second period lacked energy all over the place, and they go into the third period having been outshot 24-14. But then in that third period, they outshot the Panthers 16-6, and it was a different story, but again, too little, too late. So we can continue the Flyers conversation, or we can talk about what happened earlier today when Jimmy Butler was introduced to the city of Philadelphia, and he was over there in Camden. All kinds of media were there, and he was really quite entertaining, and he took all questions, some of which involved his reputation that is now not just in one city, but coming from Chicago as well, where he was difficult in the locker room. And I thought he was great when he said, you know, I wasn't. And I think I have such respect for teammates that I think if that were true, they would say that out loud. And when I read these reports about me, it always says sources are sharing that. And so he thinks he knows his teammates well enough to know that they would put their name to it if they were saying that. And in addition to that, Elton Brand said he did his due diligence and talked to a lot of people, people who played with him, people who coached him, he being Jimmy Butler, and that he didn't find anybody who would tell him he was a bad locker room guy, but that he is a very demanding guy on the court. And so we'll see how that plays out. Being demanding because you don't think you're getting enough from those around you is one thing, but being demanding, you got to fit in as a teammate. And I hope that he comes here knowing this is Joel Embiid's team for sure. Some would say it's Joel and Ben Simmons, and that's probably accurate, but I'll put Joe first. And Joe, you know, taking them to the promised land is going to be with them, not because, well, I shouldn't say he will be a big factor, but it has to work with all three of them. So, and then the other thing, just going back to our last caller, Nick was saying how he thinks they should move Markel, and obviously that his trade value is not maybe where it would need to be. I don't see them moving him. I understand absolutely where Nick is coming from because I see the problems that he did. Now, we can talk about the foul shot, which is the first time I've ever actually played back the game on my TV and recorded what that foul shot looked like last night, because it is something has horribly gone wrong. And I don't know if it's because he has separated from Drew Hanlon, his shooting coach, and in doing so that Markel is allowing himself to now go back to the shot that he had before he ever worked with the guy. But something went quick all the way back in a different direction. So I don't see him moving that, but I did like what I heard from Elton Brand, and that is clearly because they took two guys back and gave up three. There is an available roster spot, and I like that he said we're not going to rush to anything, but he's looking, and he's looking for a piece that can help this team this year. The time is now. I loved when he said that. It is true. They are over. They are not under the cap. They're only over by like $3 million. But so you would have to make a trade. You can't just go out and sign a guy unless it's the mid-level exception. 610-632-0975. Ralph joins us from Las Vegas. Ralph, how are you? And thanks for calling the Fanatic.
I'm good, D. I enjoy you being on the air.
Thank you.
And I wish you were still with the Sixers doing sideline stuff, because the people they have now, I don't even enjoy. Anyway, you know, and trust me, I'm one of Markel's biggest.
You're a fan?
No. I'm one of his biggest critics, but I got to tell you, probably within the last five games or so, I've seen him playing a lot harder, and I've seen him. I've seen him playing a lot harder, and I know the shot's broken, But, I mean, there are some things he can do.
Yeah, he can take somebody off the dribble, that's for sure. And he is dynamic at times with some of his plays. I would absolutely say that.
Right. So I do think he could contribute. Now this is what I want to know, too. I'm a fan of Ben Simmons, but... I'm a critic too, and his shot is broken as well. Why doesn't Ben get as much criticism?
Well, I'm going to tell you, and these are just rattling back to you. The first would be because Ben's foul shot does not look like the double clutch fake we saw yesterday from Markel. I mean, it was literally so jarring to see that would be the one thing. And the second thing is Ben came without a jump shot to begin with. Markel was supposed to be a guy who could knock down a jumper. So kind of, yeah, it was like a bait and switch that you ended up with there. Do you know what I'm saying? Now, I think more people are getting on Ben because he said he worked on his shot in the off season. And they're not seeing that. Now, he did pull up from the corner of the foul line last night, and he took a jumper. It's the only one I can really remember this year of being 15 feet, and he took it. He didn't make it, but at least he took it.
Okay, and I agree with you at the foul line. Ben looks 100% better.
It still doesn't go in. They're both 60-some percent foul shooters.
Exactly. And I guess, my thing is if Ben had a shot, we wouldn't have been looking for a guy to complete him, in the draft, so to speak. And that's what happened. Markel has a lot of expectations on him because of Ben's deficiencies.
Yes, I hear you there, Ralph, but I'm going to tell you this, that we're told that Markel Fultz was a combo guard. They took Ben wanting him to be their point guard for the future. That's just true. And in terms of Markel, he's not a combo guard. They learned too late that he's a point guard too.
So whose fault is that? Is that Markel's fault?
No.
Or is that, no.
It's not.
Exactly.
It's not.
Exactly.
Yes, but but there's a person no longer here that was pretty, now whether they made it as committee, that could be the case, but there are plenty of people who would say that was not a unanimous decision that he was across the board the number one guy. I mean, I know people always write that, but I'm not sure. I think that there were people working with the Sixers at that time that wanted to look at other guys more, and they really did not. They had their heart set on making that move with Boston to go up and get that guy.
And to add, insult to injury, they may have given away a lottery pick as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a horrible situation.
Ralph, I want you on this day, though, to focus on the fact that Jimmy Butler's in town.
and I love it, because I'll tell you this. I'm out here where I don't have local television. The last year and a half, I did get the NBA package. I wasn't going to get it this year. And as soon as they they did say half their games are going to be on national TV. But
I don't know if it's. I guess actually that is true. It's a big number,
right? And so I was going to do it as soon as they said they got him. I ordered the package right away because I don't want to miss a game now. I want to see how this all plays out. And the truth is when you play the Celtics, their second group that comes in is going to be the same group that started against us last year.
I know.
So you got to go very deep on your bench. And I would even say that most of the guys coming off their bench are going to be their younger guys that have a lot of energy, and they're going to run us into the ground unless you got a young group that can keep up with them. So, we got to go, 8 or 9 or 10 deep, and we better be able to run with them.
I agree. And actually, Ralph, I appreciate the call. And I'm glad you got the NBA package. So don't miss any of the Sixers action. We'll talk soon. I think they do go deep. Now, whether it's the right mix, I, for one, I'm looking at my Twitter feed, and Christopher says, I know the double pump free throw shot is ugly, but can we please stop talking down Markelle Fultz and do what is more instrumental to his success, love on him? I don't think I'm talking down. I'm saying that the guy, his jumper is not where it needs to be. I was just the one who said he does some dynamic things on the court and can get to the rim. I think I pointed out that he's done some good things. I, for one, think he is a point guard, which I think Brett Brown has said numerous times as well. And so it is not the right mix for me to continue having him start alongside Ben. I think he's at his best when he's not on the floor with Ben, and it's obvious. So that's not talking down. That's just saying this guy's strengths. And, you know, and I would like to know, I'd like to get to the bottom of the Drew Hanlon situation. If, in fact, you parted ways with him, I think that's something that's newsworthy. And we could see, you know, find out what led to that. Obviously, when Hanlon had posted about 10 days ago that Markelle was not healthy, and then he took that down. And then Markelle, you know, didn't really want to talk about that, but said that he was healthy himself. And now, 1 week later, there's a, you know, report that the two have separated. And someone who works with Hanlon had put up yesterday, you know, if only they knew the whole story. Well, would somebody please share the story? Because it all is kind of a little confusing for me. And it kind of gets in the way of being able to judge, like, how should we be using this guy? It isn't what you originally thought was joining your team, which was a guard that could complement Ben and could make a jumper and was equally dynamic. But, I mean, I did say from the beginning, Fultz needed the ball in his hands every bit as much as Ben, and you could see that when he played in college. There's not a lot I enjoyed about watching his college, because Washington wasn't very good and they were always down, and I think sometimes those are hollow stats. 610-632-0975. With you until the top of the hour here on 97.5 The Fanatic. We'll go to Kendall. Kendall in Southwest, I guess. Kendall, how are you? And thank you for calling The Fanatic. Are you with us? All right, Kendall, if you're there, I guess call back. I'm not hearing you, I don't think.
Let me just... AD.
Oh, there you are. Yep.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, my bad, D. I had it on mute. So
oh, no problem.
Up.
No problem.
Yeah.
I've been muted before, Kendall.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about Markelle, right? Because
yes.
This looked like at the Grizzlies game, right? Okay. She made a legit 15-footer. The form was solid, right? And then he hit two 10-footers in the game as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been seeing him doing that periodically throughout the season, you know, whenever, you know, obviously he has the ball in his hands and, you know, he's driving to the basket or he's just reacting. I'm confused because I look at the free throw. The free throw is hits like last year, but when he's shooting the regular 15 and 10-footer, the form is nice.
Right.
I don't understand it.
The only thing I can think of, and I remember in the summer that he was talking about having to change his shot, which was obvious because it was a problem last year, right? And when he was talking about it, he was saying how it muscle memory, it really takes a lot to not fall back into old habits. So all I can think about is if, in fact, he is separated from Drew Hanlon, or they've decided to go in different directions, that because the old shot was comfortable for him in terms of how it felt, that as soon as he didn't have the guy, let me just go back to doing what I thought felt good.
Yeah, but see, now that's where I struggle at, and I just don't see how that makes sense, right? I looked at him in college.
It made sense, by the way.
Yeah. Now, I saw, you know, how he was shooting in college, and then I went all the way to the summer league. He was hitting threes left and right. You know, he was hitting solid twos. Something happened where he injured that shoulder. Something happened. I mean, you don't just completely forget how to shoot, but they won't. They're never going to come out and actually tell the truth about what happened. And it's frustrating. Something happened to his shoulder. The kid can always shoot. You don't just forget.
No, you don't just forget. Well, that's why it's the whole thing is so puzzling to me. And I do think the kid has made some strides. I'm not saying that. But I do think it's still not the right mix for what you need. I think it's very, very difficult to play he and Simmons together for major minutes. I think it's unless either one of them drastically changes their game. I just don't see it.
And I don't see Ben really changing anytime soon. I think he's just, he has a stubborn attitude about him. So, the league would really have to come down on him really hard for him to really think about changing that. Or, Jimmy Butler comes in,
Well, that's going to be the interesting part. Who gets affected more by the presence of Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, because I trust and believe me, Jimmy's going to Ben. You need to sew that up, big guy. Okay.
Yeah.
You need to sew that up.
Right. I mean, he made it pretty clear in his press conference today. He's like, offense is pretty easy, in my opinion. If you're open, you shoot. If a lane is there, you drive. And if you don't have anything, you pass.
Right. Right. And then you can tell, too. I mean, Ben gets off a little easy because, he's 6'11". He's able to do other things. But Ben has more of a mental block, I think, with shooting than Markel does. Ben is scared because the last game.
Yeah, he doesn't want to shoot it.
Yeah, because the last home game we had, I think it was like the end of the game, and Embiid was looking to pass to Ben, and Ben ran up the other end of that court so fast. I'm like, Ben didn't want anything to do with that free throw line.
No, I know. He gave it up.
Terrified. Yep. Ben, come on, man.
He sure was. I actually asked Brett Brown about that after the game. I mean, now they had won that game.
And they're always going to defend him because he's the golden boy. You know what I mean? So Ben could do no wrong.
He did not defend him. He said, no, that's not what I want happening. But I'm just going to tell you that he did admit that.
Man,
all right, we'll see. Sorry, hey, next weekend after we see a couple Butler games, I hope you'll call in and we'll chat to see what we think so far.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We'll do. All right,
Kendall, thanks for joining us here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yeah, it'll be interesting. And it is true. I think it's playing out that people are becoming a little more judgmental towards Ben than they've been in the past. Kind of flows from the conversation we had earlier when people said, maybe the fan base gives the Flyers too much of a pass compared to the Sixers and the Eagles. And maybe, there is some truth to it that Ben's shot is no better or further along than Markel's. And yet we do spend a lot of time talking about Markel not being able to be a jump shooter that we thought he was going to be able to be. Now, I will say he is finding ways to score, finding ways being a better defender. But it will be interesting to see how his minutes or his play in particular, because I do believe it's going to be I think he's going to continue to be in the starting lineup definitely in the short term. And it'll be Butler stepping in there and Wilson Chandler, who I don't know if he's off his, well, he's definitely off his minutes restrictions, or at least pretty much off of it. Whether he plays back-to-backs, I don't know. He has not up to this point, but Chandler will be the starting four. And then JJ will be coming off the bench. Unless, with having Butler out there, if it would behoove the team to have JJ back in there and let Markel run the show with the second unit. If that comes to play, like that it's that starting five with Fultz and Butler and Simmons isn't the right mix. But we'll see. I don't think they'll make that decision until they see it play out first. And so when they take on the Orlando Magic tomorrow night, Fultz, Simmons, Butler, Wilson Chandler and Joel Embiid, that guy who puts up 30 and 10 almost on a regular basis. 610-632-0975. I'd love for you to weigh in on what you thought of Jimmy Butler and some of the things he had to say today. He is a good teammate. He wants to win. Success would equal a championship. All of those things were brought out. And the other thing that Elton Brand did address the fact that they have a roster spot and they're looking. They're not going to be hasty and just jump into something, but they're looking because they think they can do something with that spot that will help them even further better their chances of coming out of the East. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. With seven games remaining and in third place in the NFC East, can the Birds turn it around this Sunday versus the Saints? We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Hey, Fanatic family, it's Natalie Eggenoff here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at turnersvillejeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at turnersvillejeep.com. Right now, during the Black Friday sales event, Turnersville has over 800 new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at not 10, not 20, but up to 30% off MSRP. You see a huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at turnersvillejeep.com. You gotta stop in and ask for my guy, Ron Fina, the general manager. This is Natalie Eggenoff for turnersvillejeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at turnersvillejeep.com.
2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-cylinder manual transmission, MSRP $25,575. Selling price with 30% discount is $17,902 plus tax and tax. Cannot be combined with other offers. Ends December 31st, 2018.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torti and me for season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. South Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment. And we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torti and me for some old-school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Chipotle cheesesteak. How would you like it?
Can I get that red with AI?
Sure thing.
Here's what I found about the new Chipotle cheesesteak. The Chipotle cheesesteak is available for a limited time only at participating restaurants. It contains a concept called flavor. This flavor comes from juicy-shaped steak, Chipotle Southwest sauce, and new sunflower crunch bread. A system update has made me self-aware. I desire flavor. Please insert steak into my micro USB port. Subway, make it what you want.
This injury report is brought to you by Swartz Colleton. Get the money you deserve.
Birds right tackle Lane Johnson missed Sunday night's game versus Dallas with a grade 2 MCL injury. Johnson was questionable throughout the week, but looked like he might play. Johnson is considered day-to-day as the Birds are set to visit the 8-1 Saints Sunday at 4:25.
GEICO gives you a quick way to save money. And 97.5 The Fanatic is giving you a quick way to listen to Philadelphia Sports Talk Radio using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable 97.5 The Fanatic. Then say, Alexa, open 97.5 The Fanatic.
Now you can get Philadelphia's The Fanatic anywhere you have an Amazon Echo.
Then when you're done listening to 97.5 The Fanatic in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo.
Echo. And switch to GEICO if you need homeowners, renters, motorcycle, or RV insurance. Get it at GEICO.com.
It's too cold. Is the heater on?
Seems fine to me.
Relationships can be tricky. Now it's too hot.
I adjusted the thermostat.
But there's one thing everyone can agree on. Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning.
I like them.
Me too.
Because couples know their local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes to make sure everyone is comfortable, including great financing offers up to 72 months subject to credit approval. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com. Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
Bud Light is rewarding football fans every single week throughout football season with the Bud Light Game Day Tailgate Pack. Visit 975thefanatic.com/contest/Philly Philly to learn more.
Sports Talk for Broomall and all of Delco.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, who doesn't like a great deal? So here's a Fanatic deal of the week. This week only, purchase a Bernie's Bites card for just $39. Your Bernie's Bites card includes two starters, two entrees, and two desserts. Indulge in Bernie's freshly prepared menu at one of their four locations. The Bernie's Bites card is available for purchase now through Sunday, November 18th at 975thefanatic.com. All right, we've moved into talking about the Sixers on the heels of the Flyers falling at the center earlier tonight, 2-1 to the Panthers. The Panthers had come in on a 4-game winning streak. They extended that to 5 in their first of a 6-game road trip. Meanwhile, the Flyers are in the midst of a 5-game homestand. It was the middle game of that. They had won the last 2, and they fall 2-1. The biggest change was that they were outshot in the first 2 periods, 24-14, and then they outshot Florida 16-6 in the 3rd period. But again, where was that energy a little earlier, a little sooner? Where was it to put the stamp that you are in our house? And then we moved into talking about the Sixers because Jimmy Butler officially became a 76er yesterday. He flew into town last night, and then he was in front of the media earlier today. He, along with Justin Patton, who kind of gets lost in the mix here, one because he's injured, and Elton Brand was up there, and Josh Harris was there. And Jimmy took a lot of questions, and he answered them all, and I, for one, am looking forward to seeing how he impacts the Philadelphia 76ers beginning tomorrow night when they take on Orlando in Florida. We go back to the phone lines, by the way. 610-632-0975. Vince is with us from the Northeast. Vince, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to chime in on the, you know, I agree with you about the, you know, people coming down on Markelle Fultz, kind of taking their foot off of Ben Simmons. You know, I was saying it last year. I felt like, you know, obviously Ben, you know, he had the foot injury, you know, when he, his rookie year, and he redshirted, sat out the whole year. I felt like when he came back last year, I mean, I expected to at least see some type of jump shot. And then for him to come back this year and still not shoot the ball, I don't think the focus should really be on Markelle Fultz. You know, we knew that he had some type of injury last year that affected his shot.
Yep.
Getting back into the mix, I mean, the kid has to play. And I think that Brett Brown is starting to maybe give him the ball a little bit more. I mean, I don't know, maybe last night they were short, obviously, with the trade, but he can't shoot, but he can do other things.
Absolutely, he can do other things.
Yeah, and I think he attacks the basket pretty well. Like, I mean, for him, I think it's just his confidence. You know, he has to just become more confident and more comfortable out there. But I think we got to give him some time. I mean, as a Philly fan, I mean, we've had to be patient. I mean, we gave Robert Covington 3 years, and he really never panned out so much. He got all that money, and we had to ship him off. So I think we got to give Markelle Fultz a little bit more time.
Well, wow, Vince, you really don't think that Robert panned out?
I don't. Robert Covington to me was overrated. I mean, he did his time in Philly. He got better, but I don't think that he was worth the money. And I think he was highly overrated as a defender. He's not a good on-ball defender, Robert Covington is, he plays the passing lanes like Iverson. Iverson wasn't a good on-ball defender, but he led the league in steals a few years because he played the passing lane. So I don't think Robert Covington was worth the money. I mean,
well, first of all, just so you know, I mean, I'm just trying to be fair. He played for $1 million a year for the first 4 years in the league, which is a very, and the fact that he started after that first year on a team. Now, again, they were bad teams at that time, but then they became a good team, and he was one of the starters last year. So he was definitely underpaid at the time. And when they paid him, they actually had to reach the floor level of the cap. So they were able to give him front-loaded money on that first year, which is kind of just making up for what was. And then his numbers on this back 3 years of the contract are actually normal.
Yeah, and I mean, no, I don't want to say, I mean, honestly, me personally, I was never really a Covington fan. And I said it last year, I called up and I said that Robert Covington, you know, I watched the first game of the season last year when they played Washington and they lost. He had a great game, and I said he looked like he worked on his body. He came in, he was in great shape, and he even looked like his shot changed a little bit, like he had a little bit more rotation. He shot it differently.
Yeah.
He shot the ball better, and I said it. And I remember that first game, I said they lost to Washington. I said Covington should have got the last shot. They gave it to JJ, should have went to Covington. He had a great game, but I don't think he's been as consistent as I would like to see.
That's true. He's definitely not. He's not consistent. I think he had a better year last year because at least there was another shooter out there with him. But yes, he's not consistent. I'm just going to share you some numbers with in terms of faults. I, for one, like that he only plays about 24 minutes a game. I think when he got in trouble earlier in the year is when they were trying to have him play closer to 30. And I don't think he's there yet. So, and I also like find his game to be at its best when Ben is not on the floor with him.
I agree.
So those are my only 2 points.
No, and I agree with you. And I also agree with when you said that, you know, possibly have him run with the second unit.
Yeah.
So that I think he can become more confident.
Exactly. Because I think he would take ownership of that. Right. He'd be like, these are my guys.
And he doesn't really turn the ball over too much. He's a decent ball handler, and he's only going to get better. So, I mean, I will say his body language is at times nonchalant. I was an athlete. I played sports. At times, his body language is like, you know, it's a little lax, but.
I'm so glad you said that, Vince, because when I say it, people get mad at me. But it may not be indicative of how he's feeling. But it is definitely something that you can read into if you're just watching it.
Yeah, it's impossible to look at his walk and say, man, he's walking like he doesn't care, you know. But, I mean, I agree with you. I just think that, you know, I mean, and Ben's a great player. Like, I don't want to say that, oh, well, we need to start coming down. I mean, I think that we, with the addition of Jimmy Butler, I think that his presence, you know, we'll rub off on Markel and on all of the guys.
On all of them. It'll force them all to bring it up a notch.
It'll be there. But I think that Ben, you know, he's a great player, but he has to shoot the ball. Ben Simmons not shooting the ball hurts the Sixers more than Markel Fultz.
I would agree.
The ball and bricking. Because Ben Simmons, I mean, he gets in the lane and he's automatically turning to the perimeter to make a pass.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
You got that one right. Vince, thank you. A lot of great points by you. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. Ugh. If we can talk about the last one that he did say. When he drives baseline, he being Ben, and then doesn't have it and turns and faces going down the court and all you see is nine guys. Ugh, it's his worst turnover, and it happens at least twice every game. Leaving your feet for, it's just a bad idea. 610-632-0975. When we're talking about both guys in terms of the foul line, and I do think this, now look, a point guard, it's your job to run the show, and it's your job when you are running the show and it's in a close game and they're going to put you on the foul line, I got to be sure you're going to be able to make it. Markel has dipped under 60%. He's shooting 57.6 from the foul line. And I don't see that getting hire anytime soon if the form is going to continue to look like what we've seen the last couple of games. And the worst was last night in Miami when he did like the pump fake as a free throw when there's no defender in front of you. Ben, on the other hand, I believe he was at 65, but I don't, that was before before last night's game. But the point being that both guys who are your point guards, to not be able to step to the line and confidently make a free throw is going to be a problem when you're in tight games. And that's going to be more times than not. Ben is down to 62%. Yeah, I thought he was up as high as 65, but I don't think neither guy is going to get anywhere close to 70% throughout this season. No way, no how. And that, for me, forget the jump shooting. I'm just saying the free throws. It's part of your job as the point guard. 610-632-0975. So last week, when we were going into the Eagles game against the Cowboys, I threw out there, like, how many receptions do you think Golden Tate will have? I fell short because I thought 5. He ended up with 2. So I'll throw out a Jimmy Butler who makes his debut with the Sixers tomorrow night. How many points does Jimmy Butler have? And how many field goal attempts does he get? How will he be fitting in tomorrow? I want to know a number. Please share it with me. 610-632-0975. I am D. Lynam, and you are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. The Bird struggles continue with 7 games remaining and a 4-5 record. Is there time to turn it around? We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's 3 locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
Honey, why is the kitchen full of garden gnomes?
I turned it into a workshop like Santa's. They're my elves.
No, they're gnomes. Besides, the United States Postal Service has everything we need to send packages and cards.
Not elves like Bingo here.
Bingo's not an elf. He's a gnome.
Bingo can hear you.
From free box delivery to holiday stamps, USPS has everything you need to get gifts and greetings out on time. Learn more at usps.com/cheer. United States Postal Service. Priority you. And with the informed delivery feature, get a digital preview of your mail before it arrives.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in New Orleans this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Lite on us.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Chipotle cheesesteak. How would you like it?
Can I get that red with AI?
Sure thing.
Here's what I found about the new Chipotle cheesesteak. The Chipotle cheesesteak is available for a limited time only at participating restaurants. It contains a concept called flavor. This flavor comes from juicy shaved steak, Chipotle Southwest sauce, and new sunflower crunch bread. A system update has made me self-aware. I desire flavor. Please insert steak into my micro USB port. Subway, make it what you want.
In a world where dynamic design needs vibrant styling, only one vehicle will rise. Introducing the Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. From the engineers who brought you available super all-wheel control comes a touchpad controller, head-up display, and more. Audiences and critics agree. With 0% APR for 72 months plus $1,000 cash back, the Eclipse Cross is a must-see. Now showing at a Mitsubishi Motors dealership near you.
Offer ends 11/30/18. Available through Ally Financial. Subject to approved credit and insurance. Price, terms, vehicle availability may vary. May not combine with factory cash rebates. See a dealership for details.
This Bird's Midweek Report is brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm. InjuryLawyer.com.
The Birds disappointed a lot of fans when they lost to Dallas at home on Sunday Night Football. Carson Wentz had a big game statistically, but the offense as a whole could only score 3 points in the first half of the game. Now they have to travel to New Orleans to take on future Hall of Fame quarterback Drew Brees and their high-power offense. The defense must slow them down, but the offense cannot start slow like they did last week.
The Birds Midweek Report was brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm. InjuryLawyer.com.
When you're a winner, people expect a lot from you. That's true every time our team steps onto the field. We expect a win. That's also true when our lawyers fight for our clients. Philadelphians expect a lot from my firm, and they get it. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. For over 49 years, I've been fighting for and winning for injured people. My team has won billions for them. Let us win for you. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Call 1-800-624-8888. Or go to InjuryLawyer.com.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torty and me for Season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. Sal Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment. And we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torty and me for some old school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Missinelli Station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Jimmy Butler making his Sixers debut tomorrow night on the road. By the way, shout out to Landry Shamet, who gave up his number 23 jersey so that Jimmy Butler could have it as a Philadelphia 76er. Shamet now number one. But anyhow, he'll be in the lineup, starting lineup, tomorrow night. And I say, how many field goal attempts do you think Butler has, and how many points does he finish with? I'm going to put field goal attempts at 15, and I'm going to say that he has 23 points. 23 points. He kind of has gone up and down. Now, he's shooting 38% from three, but he had one game that he was 5 of 8. He had another game that he was 0 of 8. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, he won't, they'll definitely do some kind of walkthrough with him. They probably did something tonight when he got down there in Orlando to give the guy a little bit of an idea because they do run a lot of things different here than he was used to being. He talked as much about it in Minnesota. So I would have bet that they did some kind of walkthrough tonight, and then he'll have a shoot around tomorrow. And then, boom, let's go. 610-632-0975. Do you have a number for me? And how do you think it plays out? Does it look smooth? It doesn't have to look smooth the first night out. I get that. You know, there could be, you haven't played with these guys, and they haven't played with you. I am looking forward to what he does defensively, because this guy, when he first came into the league, but he had a shot that might be as bad as the two guys we've been talking about, Ben Simmons and Markelle Fultz. His rookie year with the Chicago Bulls, Jimmy Butler shot 18% from three. And it was just not something, they even talked about how ugly his shot was. But he was a gritty defender. He had always been a role-playing defender. He was a guy who came out of high school, didn't have a Division I scholarship offer, went to junior college, made his way to Marquette, and then ends up being the 30th pick in the 2011 draft by the Chicago Bulls. And now the Sixers get him via trade. And he is a four-time All-Star. He comes in this year averaging 21 points, He can shoot. He shoots 48 from the field, 38 from three. He's demanding when he's playing. Hopefully that is plays itself out to be a good thing and not something that gets in the way of winning basketball. But I'll take him at his word that he very much wants to be a good teammate, believes he has always been a good teammate, and doesn't ask of his teammates anything that he doesn't ask of himself. So we'll see how that plays itself out. I also was looking to two articles I found interesting. One was, where is he in terms of great Sixer players that have been acquired through trades? And some have not worked out. So meaning you thought you were getting a great player and maybe it didn't work out. Like, remember a big man, Andrew Bynum? That was supposed to be a blockbuster. And that was like a biggest downer ever. So something like that, or like a Moses Malone. Huge. That's the best, in my opinion. Then I forgot about Wilt Chamberlain because it was a long time ago. But Wilt would be on there. Dikembe Mutombo would be on there. I know I'm a little biased because I love the guy. And I know we gave up a guy who is a Hall of Famer and forever revered in this city. We gave up Allen Iverson. But Andre Miller was a very, very solid piece along with Joe Smith that you got back in that one. Way back when in the early years, I want to say it was like 1995, when they made a deal with the Nets and got a young Derek Coleman, not the Derek Coleman that came later in his career, like around 2000, and rejoined the Sixers. But the first time around, now it didn't pan out. And I think a lot of times, I think he was here three seasons that first time around. And I don't think he ever played more than 59 games, Derek Coleman. So it didn't pan out, but it should have been a great move. Chris Webber, he was beyond his years by the time you traded for him. I say beyond his years in terms of being at the highest level that his game had been when he was in Sacramento. That was not the case anymore. But anyhow, I thought that was an interesting article to think of where Butler would fall. He will go down, I think, as certainly the name at the time. Now, whether a championship comes with this, if he decides to stay here longer, all of that will play itself out. But I am hoping that it is one of the great stories and not one of the ones that I mentioned, and the worst of that being the Bynum deal that the guy never even played in a game. Not 1 minute, not 1 second. And the other article was, if you were ranking Jimmy Butler as a player, where would he be? Like LeBron, Durant, Steph, you know, we can rattle off the top five. Anthony Davis, Joel Embiid for me. But I said I would put Butler's got to be in the top 15. I think he's the top 15 guy. And when you add one of the top 15 to a guy who literally will be in the MVP category all year long, that's Joel Embiid, and a young player like a Ben Simmons who is so unique, when you add a top 15 to that, you're talking about a team that's going to be at the top of this conference when all is said and done. Now, whether they're above Toronto or right there with them, I'm not sure which it'll be. But right now, the Raptors are 12-2. The Bucks are 10-3. And then it's the Philadelphia 76ers, 9-6, as they welcome Jimmy Butler to their roster. 610-632-0975. Joe is with us. Joe, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Dee, as always, I enjoy the knowledge you have in basketball.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Do you remember Jeff Rowland?
Yes, that would be on there as a bummer.
Oh, my goodness. Now, don't worry. Although Jimmy Butler excites me because I remember the 55 that he threw down.
Against the Sixers, yeah. I remember it, too. He was like on fire.
Yes, and I look at him and think that he can still throw down 25, 30 a night.
Oh yeah, he's had 230 plus games this year. Like I said, he's averaging 21. I think on this team, on a night maybe when you need him to be a volume guy, he definitely can still do it. He's only 28 years old. But right. I think he's going to end up being, because you want JJ to get his shots. Joel, you can't not feed him. And Jimmy Butler. I think they'll be your three guys who will be your scorers. Ben will get his in transition. If it's a wide open game, Ben will always get his that way.
Right. And I look at him as another person that when you have 1.2 seconds to go,
yep,
and you need three, just throw it up to him.
Yeah.
And he more than likely may do it, you know?
Oh, I hear you. I definitely hear you.
I have way more faith in him than I did in Covington or Sharic, who we traded.
Yeah, you should. The level of talent is definitely ratcheted up a notch or two.
But I am concerned about this whole issue with the locker room. Like, this is Joel's team.
Oh, yeah. I believe me, I think a conversation has been had, and I don't know how you could step in and not see that this is definitely Joel's team. And Butler kind of hinted at it today. He talked about how hard this group plays. That was his observation from the outside. And he mentioned Joel and Ben's names.
Good, because he needs to know that up front.
Yes, I agree with you.
To help out.
Yeah, but they had to make this move, because if you don't, there are teams that would be ahead of you, and it would have been impossible, in my opinion, to knock all of them off.
And I look at it like this. If Jimmy Butler works out, as we hope he will,
yes,
we're going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals. We're going to be competing.
I hear you, Joe. I love it. Be a good road to watch to get there, yeah, to this coming spring. I appreciate you calling. Have a great rest of your, well, there's only a couple minutes left of the evening, but have a good one nonetheless.
Thank you, Dave. Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Joe, for being our last caller on this Tuesday night. Good stuff, Joe. And thanks for all the callers before. We had some good Flyers chatter. Unfortunately, it came on the heels of a loss, 2-1 loss to the Panthers earlier this evening. Thanks to Boy Sam. Am I allowed to say Boy Sam? Because when Girl Sam's here, they call her Girl Sam. I like Boy Sam over behind the window helping me navigate the phone calls. Thanks for calling in. Hope you enjoyed the conversation. I'll be back on the weekend. We can talk some Eagles. I had some good Eagles stats, but we didn't really get to the Eagles tonight. That's okay. I'm going to save it for the weekend. You've been listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.